still pickles is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Bomb joint.
Huggy Lowdown.
Mr. Beige is the new black. Silver Wilkes.
Hello, Hug.
The dime with the beautiful mind. And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
The Kanye West of comedy. Jay, when I said you were on a roll in the middle of the week, I had no idea you would show up for work 5 days in a row. Negro, check your drawers for the brown streak. Thank God it's Friday, and I'm happy as Pharrell in his happy hat singing Don't Worry, Be Happy with Bobby McFerrin. Speaking of Pharrell hat, did y'all see where Pharrell is auctioning off his big-ass hat he wore at the Grammys?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, it's almost up to 11 stacks on eBay.
Wow.
Tom Silver J, there's only three people that I can name offhand that can fit that hat, maybe four. LL Cool J. You know his head is like a shark fin. Neo, because his head's in the Matrix. Cordell Stewart. Have y'all seen Cordell's head? It's like a duplex. It's like a 5 gallon Deer Park spring water jug, isn't it? Y'all know he's the only quarterback in the NFL to use his own head as a helmet. Yeah, they used to put Pittsburgh Steelers stickers on the side of his head and send him out on the field with just a chin strap. Thank God Porsche didn't have a baby. Ooh. Her peach tree would have been looking like the Underground Railroad. Hell, if Cordell was a rapper, his name would be Two Brains. Speaking of rapper, contender number one is rapper Busta Rhymes. Now, Busta Rhymes was at the NBA All-Star Game 2014 performing with Pharrell. Well, when Pharrell brought Busta Rhymes out, people barely recognized Busta Rhymes. Busta Rhymes was bigger than a $425 million Powerball jackpot, y'all. He should have filibustered on those red lobster cheddar bay biscuits, Sybil. Row, row like a dungeon cow. Who knew? He's gained so much weight, he needs to take a selfie with an iPad. He needs to change his name to Busta Cinnabay. Holy hip-hop hippopotamus, Batman.
Busta Cinnabay.
Buffet Rhymes, you contender number one. Contender number two, Hot Pocket. I'm sure Busta Rhymes done had a few thousand of these Hot Pockets in the studio. Anyway, the Hot Pockets were recalled after their Philly steak and cheese Hot Pockets were found to have diseased and unsound animals from a meat processing company called the Rancho Vegan Corporation. They said their other flavors are safe. But what the hell are unsound and diseased animals? The food got STDs now? Some cows need to start putting on condoms or something.
Oh, my God.
Contender number three, running back for the Baltimore Ravens, Ray Rice. Now, I don't know how y'all spent y'all Valentine's Day, but Ray Rice and his fiance Janae was at the Revel Casino, and apparently Ray didn't go to Jared. And they got into a fisticuff and started hitting on each other. Now, I haven't seen the video of the actual fight, but there's video of Ray dragging Janae out the elevator, and it doesn't look good for Ray. Now, I don't know how he's going to make this right, because an upgraded diamond will never substitute for you putting your hands on a woman. Mm-hmm. You get in an argument with your fiance, walk away, have a break, baby, or something. Don't drag her.
Right.
Ted Nugent, you are the co-bama of the week with Michael Dunn. Michael Dunn said he was the victim. Ain't that some shiggity? That's dumber than juror number eight saying race wasn't a factor.
Yeah.
And I don't know the dude, the young man name who said it, Sybil, but...
You know what, Huggy? Huggy,
you're
headed for Bama hood.
Okay. Michael Dunn, you are the Bama of the week. You're going to be a victim, all right.